Morning Party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Welcome to Wednesday. Wednesday. Happy hump day, y'all. It's already Wednesday.
I can't believe it. I was thinking it was Tuesday all morning, and it's definitely not.
It's not. Comics Corner coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We're excited about that. Tons of comics this week.
Yes.
We broke.
We did.
So,
we broke.
You know.
We broke the bank.
Phone line's open. 505-338-3700. Let's go out to said phone line. Static!
Hey, guys. Matthew from Albuquerque here.
Stop it right now. Are you sure?
How's it going, guys?
Good.
How do we know this is really you? There's been a lot of imposters lately.
With Matthew from Albuquerque, the football manager for Volcano, be wearing his Eels placard right now.
We can't see you. We don't know.
I don't know what that means.
Fake Matthew from Albuquerque would not have the official field placard around his neck.
Field placard. Signed by stadium staff.
That sounds like something fake Matthew from Albuquerque would say to make us think he was real Matthew from Albuquerque.
Well, let's see then. Would Matthew from Albuquerque actually have his state of New Mexico ID in his pocket that can't be reduplicated because it has a hologram on it?
Ooh.
Yes.
It depends. Did fake Matthew from Albuquerque kill and take over the body of real Matthew from Albuquerque?
That's no, question. No,
it's evil.
That is a good question.
If it's a science fiction movie, then possibly,
yes,
like Body Snatcher style, fake Matthew from Albuquerque would have everything real Matthew from Albuquerque had because he took over his body.
Well, let's just say the real Matthew from Albuquerque actually has a lot of his lunch money, and this money is the same from yesterday. It's
what?
It's like $15 for lunch.
So it sounds like you took the money from real Matthew.
And does he also have a key to his work down the street?
Yes, he does.
But hey, this key can't be reduplicated, guys. It's a very special key, so this one can't be. Even if it was a clone, the clone couldn't have the right key. It would just break off in the lock.
That must be it. That must be it. I believe
you
now, buddy.
Anyways, guys, Steve-O, did you hear about the game last night?
With the Volcano Vista Hawks taking on Sandia Junior Varsity?
It didn't turn out so well, but I can tell you guys, everybody out there in the field worked extremely hard on behalf of me and the other team managers. We all did great out there. For me
That's
and
good.
Kayla Lewandowski, for our first game on field, I think we personally did a good job down there.
That's
good. Just let me tell you guys out there, those who want to be a manager in high school for a football team, regardless if you're going to Triple Heritage, wherever, let me tell you guys, it's a lot of work. A lot of work.
You guys are
going to be working a lot. You can't stop during the game. You can't have your phone out.
No downtime.
You have your phone out during a game and they need water, you're going to get in trouble for it.
Trouble.
That's what the lead manager told me yesterday. Is when I'm on that field, the phone has to be turned off. Because if they call an emergency down there,
right,
my phone's not dinging.
Yeah.
I could get in some big trouble.
Big
also,
trouble.
Let me just say something for you guys. On the back of every field placard, it's actually illegal to bring in sunflower seeds.
Or seeds
of any kind.
What they do at Little League fields now, too, because of the turf.
No sunflower seeds, no seeds of any kind on field level. That is actually illegal.
Can I ask you a question, Matthew from Albuquerque?
Sure, go ahead.
How do you feel about that? I mean, it just doesn't seem American to be at a ball game without seeds of some kind, be it pumpkin, be it sunflower, be it...
The reason is because I talked to the refs last night towards the end of the game about that, and what the guy told me is it just makes a mess on the field, basically.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
if they're spitting their seeds out, it's going to make a mess all over the grass. And our field down there on Community Stadium, it's a beautiful, beautiful field. I wouldn't want that field to be trashed.
I wouldn't either. I really wouldn't.
Now, you've been to Community Stadium, right, Steve-O?
No.
If you ever do go to Community Stadium, it's a beautiful stadium.
Yeah.
Folks out there that haven't been there to a game, find out when a game is, especially for Volcano. Go support Volcano Vista Hawks.
America's stadium. That's what America said.
That's right.
What America said. So.
Hey, and I personally think, guys, we're the hardest working team in the state right now.
There you go.
We are the best, and you know what? We're the best in the West, guys.
That's right. Cibola.
That's a rival.
I thought that was the one you went to.
Those are the fields I was at yesterday. Baseball fields.
What's the one over by the
baseball? That's Milne.
Baseball?
Community. There's Milne, and there's
the one with the big people in the front, like the orange and the yellow and the red figures.
That's Cibola.
That's Cibola High School.
Everybody works hard, but their arrival is the Hawks.
Everybody works hard or hardly working, am I right?
Hey!
So, what can we play for you this morning?
Oh, let's see. You know what? I don't know if I've heard this. You guys have that, I think it's Cough Syrup by Young Giant or something?
Yes. Cough Syrup, Young the Giant.
It's in there.
You guys have that?
Yep. It's in there somewhere. Yep.
Yeah. Okay, play that, guys. Have a good day. God bless. And remember, as always, it's great to be a Hawk.
Cibola. Go Hawks.
Follow me on Instagram.
Cougars.
Bye.
Cibola Cougars. And a brand new stand up. Yeah, that's Cibola.
Okay. I thought you were, like, way up in the desert.
We were.
But that...
Yeah. Confusing, right? At the end of Rio Rancho where there's nothing, it was like, oh, those are called the Cibola North Little League fields.
Oh.
So, oh, the game was delayed because half the teams weren't there.
They were at the...
Oh, because they... Wrong fields. My bad. Oh, let's plug it into our handy-dandy iPhone maps thing. Nope, took you to the wrong place. Okay, cool.
Really?
Yeah. It was awful. So, one of them days, you know?
Mm-hmm.
One of them's. One of them, guys.
We're going to talk about them days.
All right.
In breaking news.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Also got some 30 seconds to Mars on the way right now for Matthew from Albuquerque. His phone calls are endless. So is this song.
That's great.
Static. Feel it in the space of the in-between. Feel it with your heart, what you cannot see. And love. And love. There is nothing left, not a hope.
Good morning.
Good morning!
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Turn on the news!
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news time. And we've got to hurry because we're running a little late.
What?
Just a little bit late. I don't know the number of the day, but we'll say that it's 4 because that's how many minutes we're late.
Okay.
Apple. They say... Okay, there's a lot of controversy around Apple right now because supposedly they're impenetrable. They're like an impenetrable thing that you can't get into.
That's good.
A lock with no key.
They're a fortress of solitude.
But apparently, somebody got in there and hacked a bunch of celebrity photos.
All Lex Luthor style.
Nudie photos. But Apple says it's not their fault. In what amounts to a don't blame us statement, Apple appears to be trying to shake off any culpability it might have in the massive posting of hundreds of stolen photos of female celebrities in various states of undress. The company is saying there was no data breach on iCloud or Find My iPhone. Apple said Tuesday, after more than 40 hours of investigation, we've discovered that certain celebrity accounts were compromised by a very targeted attack on usernames, passwords, and security questions, a practice that has become all too common on the internet. None of the cases we have investigated have resulted from any breach in any of Apple's systems. Interesting. Now, I wonder if that's true.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's just a, you know, a play it at the reputation, trying to keep the reputation intact.
Nowadays, with the internet, you can discover anything. So think about that. Your security questions, like, what elementary school did you go to? What's your favorite movie? What's... You collect enough data from interviews and wiki and...
All you gotta do is just never tell anybody what your favorite movie is, if that's your password question. Private celebrity photos were stolen from Apple's iCloud. That much we do know. If you have sensitive pictures, then... Should you be deleting them today? That's the question. Doug and I had a huge discussion about this yesterday. We both have a series sensitive pictures.
Stop.
That we can't share. We share them with each other.
Oh my God.
Nobody
stop
else.
It.
Don't bother. Most experts think there's no deleting sensitive information stored in the cloud once
right.
it's there. That's right, people. The cloud is permanent forever.
Mm-hmm.
Services like Apple's iCloud, Google Drive, and Microsoft's OneDrive often automatically back up photos and documents stored on your phone to the cloud. Deleting them on your phone does not delete them from the cloud, and deleting them directly from the cloud service doesn't mean they're gone either. These services usually back up the data to a separate server using companies like Cisco, IBM, and Verizon. Yo, nakedness is everywhere.
Yep.
Bottom line. Into this world you came, and on the iCloud you shall remain.
Yep.
Remember that. International hotel booking portal Hotel.info has released results of a survey of 6 million customers rating the cleanliness of hotels in select international cities. Who came in number one? The cleanest.
International?
Yeah.
Does America count, though?
I don't see America on this list.
Okay. España.
So the scale is 1 to 10. Tokyo okay. scored the highest rating with an 8.93 on
all
a
right.
scale to 10. Followed by Warsaw at 8.76 and Seoul at 8.73. The lowest rated city on the list was Rio de Janeiro, which scored a 7.29, which is still high on a 1 to 10 list.
Yeah.
Other poorly rated cities included London, Oslo, Amsterdam, and Paris. We stayed in a hotel in Paris. It was pretty clean.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Actually, it was very clean, thinking about it. The stairs were really small, but it was clean.
We stayed in a motel in Anaheim.
Hey.
Not clean.
Not clean.
It was like... Oh, man. Hey, right across the street from Disneyland. You know?
Yeah.
It's cheap.
You'd think that
stay
would be
here.
Pretty good.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh.
No.
It was like a plastic... It was like this weird plastic bed.
Oh.
You just like... They gave you a bottle of Windex and you just
Rip.
Like... It was gross, dude. Oh, it was so gross.
We don't have a trailer yet for Superman Batman movie, but one has been released for a new Batman roller coaster. Batman the Ride 4D Batman roller coaster is coming to Six Flags Park in San Antonio, Texas next summer. Imagine a traditional roller coaster with the cars hanging out on the outside, able to spin freely. As the coaster travels around the track, you're also spinning in your cart. It's supposed to be like how Batman is when he's flying.
Ugh.
Neato. I'll ride it. Somebody gets me a ticket there, I'll ride it.
We just have to get, what is it, like 12, 15-hour drive?
Sure.
To San Antonio?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Do it. Florida's not known for high rises, but the city of Miami wants to break that pattern in a big way by constructing the state's tallest building and letting visitors jump off of it. The bobby pin-shaped Skyrise Miami will rise 1,000 feet above downtown and feature experiences inspired by base jumping and skydiving. Miami voters came out in favor of the tower last week, approving construction of a building that will rise over the state's current tallest structure by more than 200 feet. Skyrise will feature a nightclub, a ballroom, a movie theater that has a motion-based simulator so guests can enjoy the thrill of flight, and Sky Plunge, an amusement park-style ride that mimics a bungee jump. But the building's most curious feature is Skyrise Drop, which will allow visitors to free fall from the building. The Skyrise website describes the experience as just like parachuting out of an airplane. The thrill of a free fall, followed by the jolt of extremely rapid deceleration.
Heck no.
So, essentially just jumping off a building. It's kind of interesting,
a
right?
A 1,000-foot building. That's,
yeah.
I just got the tingles and jingles.
Tingles and jingles, y'all.
Yeah,
Home
you know,
Depot
like,
may be...
Cool.
The latest retailer to suffer a credit card data breach, the home improvement company announced Tuesday, is looking into unusual activity and that it's working with both banks and law enforcement. Home Depot, credit breach. Oh, check this out. Indianapolis Colts owner Jim Irsay has been hit with a 6-game suspension.
No way!
As a result of his March DUI arrest.
Okay.
His violation of the NFL's personal conduct policy also cost him $500,000. The maximum allowable unless the commissioner obtains approval for a harsher fine from all the other team owners. He is also banned from Colts offices, games, practices, or the team's training facility, or attending any NFL meetings or events. Dang. Interviews are also off limits during his suspension. Interesting.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Speaking,
6 weeks?
Yeah, 6 weeks. And $500,000 fine, and he could possibly, if people think he should, get fined even more. All right, here we go. What time is it? Okay, good. We got time.
What time is it?
This is an interesting story. A South Carolina 16-year-old is suing the Department of Motor Vehicles of South Carolina, claiming he was told to remove his makeup before he could have his driver's license photo taken.
He?
Yes. Chase Culpepper wears makeup and women's clothes nearly every day and identifies as gender nonconforming. The teen says he was told he couldn't get his driver's license unless he posed for a clean face photo because his makeup could be considered a, quote-unquote, disguise. Chase's mom says he was devastated because his makeup and clothing are who he is 24/7. The lawsuit asked that Chase be allowed to retake his photo with makeup on. A DMV spokesperson pointed out that the employees followed a policy that's been in place since 2009. It reads, "At no time will an applicant be photographed when it appears that he or she is purposely altering his or her appearance so the photo would misrepresent his or her identity."
Huh. But if they say that is his identity, her identity,
this could turn into a big thing.
It really could.
You heard it here first.
Here's the ironic part about this.
Yes.
He says he's gender nonconforming, but then wears dresses and makeup and conforms to the appearance of a female.
Right.
So isn't that still conforming? It's just not conforming
well,
to
Well, he's not conforming to his actual gender. So he is gender nonconforming because he's actually a dude.
Who's conforming to the look of a chick.
Right.
Okay.
That yeah, that's non-conforming because he is a dude, but he will
but
not
he's
conform
not conforming
to that.
To the dude
he wants
look.
To be.
He wants to look like a chick.
Yes.
Huh. I'm really good about sensitivity with stuff like this.
Well, that'll be
Wait,
interesting.
But you're
that'll
a
be
dude?
That'll be interesting to see because that's
it's a pretty big deal.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
This will turn into something. Well, I don't. It might not. But I guess this could turn into a huge thing.
And it's in South Carolina, you said?
Yes.
Oh man.
Ooh. I think North Carolina is more of like a quote unquote liberal progressive state.
Oh, okay.
I think Raleigh, Durham. Yeah, that's North Carolina. Okay. Check this out, everyone.
What?
Straight out of Mississippi.
Straight out of low cash. Oh, no.
We need some science fiction music.
Oh.
That's right. A large footprint, unlike one from a human or bear, has been found in the woods of Mississippi.
No.
Raising suggestions that the creature it belongs to is none other than my cousin Bigfoot.
I knew it.
The large print was found by Peyton Lassiter in Vicksburg on August 12th. I know him.
No,
just
you
kidding.
Don't.
I don't. But that is my birthday. That was my birthday.
They
9
found
months.
Bigfoot on your birthday?
Yes. 9 months after another local man, David Childers, saw a large gray figure running through a wooded area nearby. Yes.
No.
Lassiter has been working on an air conditioner 400 yards from an abandoned playground that borders the woods when he came across the footprint and made a cast of it. The cast, which trapped white gray hairs from the animal, measures 9 inches long and is almost 6 inches wide at the toes. The Jackson Clarion Ledger reported, I know that paper. That's the paper my sister gets because she lives in that area.
Yeah.
He contacted Childers, co-founder of the Delta Paranormal Project, when he saw his truck marked with the project's logo. On speaking to him, he learned Childers could have seen the creature responsible for the print. We were just blown away, Lassiter told the Clarion Ledger, get it right, this sheet of paper. That kind of brought some clarity to what we was dealing with. In other words, it raised additional questions. Childers explained that he had seen the creature as he tried to film some paranormal activity at the playground, claiming he had previously heard children's voices there. This is an abandoned playground.
That's
long abandoned.
Okay.
It was definitely a shaggy coat to it, like grayish-brown color. When it made the noise, it spooked me. I looked over and looked, it just stood up and bolted off. He said that it happened so quickly that he did not have the chance to take pictures. Of course. While he has long hunted for paranormal activity, even appearing on Network A&E with his finds, he would not say whether he believed it could be Bigfoot. But I think we all know the truth. It is.
Is it?
Doug? Yes? See? Doug's
yeah.
a believer. Doug's a believer.
Yeah.
Thank you, Doug. Thank you for your love.
All right.
It's good. A Houston highway was shut down for hours when crews had to clean up loads of beer. A truck had spilled. Investigators say around midnight on Tuesday, a sedan and an 18-wheeler collided. The 18-wheeler ended up flipping over.
Whoa.
Spilling dozens of cases of beer all over the main lines.
Dude, okay. Everybody needs to be careful. Friday, somebody brought in like a 12-pack of Coke, right? And they're like, oh, Coke. So yeah. I'm like, oh, I don't drink soda that much. I'll have a Coke. And I left, and I put it in my car, and I left it in the car and totally forgot about it.
Uh-oh.
Went back to the car.
Exploded.
Did you see the can in the car this morning?
No.
I kept it in the car. Oh, right. I don't have my car.
Yes.
So you didn't see it because my car blew up.
Did the cans explode?
So I grabbed it and was like, oh, yeah. And I thanked the Lord, grabbed it, and got out of the car. And it was like, dang, dude, this can is hot. And I looked down and I said like three words like, oh, man, like boom, exploded in my hand. Like the top perfectly popped off.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's like circular, like a can of spinach, like pop, I squeezed it or something.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's perfect.
That's cool.
It's crazy. So all that to say, cans, sodas, beers, whatever you store in your car.
Yeah.
Don't.
Why would you store beer in your car?
Why would you store anything in your car?
When asked for comment, the local said, well, I was big old, oh, why is it so bright in here? Truck. It was a big old wreck, man. I was standing out there and I was like, dang, dude.
End quote.
End quote. That it's interesting. Yeah. And finally, when you order food at Taco Bell, you get free napkins and sauce with funny little sayings on the package.
Hell yeah.
Nothing more. Unless you live in Florida.
Oh, no.
Because police say they arrested a man accused of groping a Taco Bell employee by reaching in through the drive-thru window. The 38-year-old man allegedly reached inside a window and grabbed the victim's left butt cheek.
Oh, what?
Yep.
How is...
Groping.
What's it?
He went.
I know, but that's... Like, the window, you... Okay.
He reached. That's
man.
What it was.
Yeah.
He reached. A house for sale on the British real estate site has a picture that shows a large pig in the living room. One photo in the online ad clearly showed the pig sleeping in a corner, but the photo has been removed, so if you get that house, you can't have the pig.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
There's got to be a joke in there about getting the whole pig.
Yeah.
Right, Doug?
That's the whole bacon. And the pork.
The
house.
There's got to be. Is there a phrase where you get the whole pig and nothing but the pig?
Swining and dining.
Swining and dining. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Porkies. Looks like there's a little more road construction than normal. I-25 frontage road south between Alameda Boulevard and Ellison Street / San Antonio Drive. The roadway is reduced to one lane. That's close to the construction I-25 in Paseo. And, of course, a little south of there, Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard Southwest. The roadway has been reduced to two lanes. That's all of the traffic time.
Because it's time to hang with Dougie Fresh in the morning.
Hello.
Hey, Doug.
How are you guys doing?
We're good.
Good.
It's Wednesday.
If I was going to open a barbecue place, I'd call it When Pigs Fry.
Okay.
Oh.
What do you think?
That's actually pretty good.
I like it.
Yeah. Bill, I know you're listening. Get in on this. When Pigs Fry.
Today is September the 3rd, 2014, day 246. There are 119 days remaining. First up this morning.
So!
She is an American former college All-American right-handed...
Jenny Finch!
Kidding softball pitcher. Yes, Jenny Finch.
What? Why do you know about softball?
Because it's Jenny.
What? Who is it? I'm looking this up.
Because why, Steve-O?
Because why, Steve-O?
Because she played for ASU and was a great softball pitcher. She played for ASU, didn't she?
Yeah.
Who did she pitch for? Yeah, or Arizona.
Arizona State.
It was Arizona State.
Well, I beat. Did she get
no,
photos
she
leaked?
Arizona. You're right, Arizona. No.
I'm kidding.
She's married to an Arizona Diamondback, or he was a Diamondback at the time. I can't remember who she's married to now. Same guy.
Yeah. He pitched for the Diamondbacks. It's not some guy.
I didn't recognize his name.
She struck out Barry Bonds. It was awesome. I mean, it was at her distance, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he couldn't catch up to it. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Jenny Finch was an incredible ball player. She is 30. 32.
33.
She is 34.
Ah.
Next up, professional snowboarder and skateboarder.
Shaun White.
Yes.
He is 32.
31. He is 28 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yes, Doug.
Aruba, Jamaica.
Ooh, Brian Wilson.
No,
wait. This is from Cocktail.
No, this is from the Beach Boys.
It
is
from Cocktail. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Is it a Beach Boy?
It is a Beach Boy.
If it's not Brian Wilson, is it the one that took the Beach Boys' name and kicked Brian Wilson out?
No. He's one of the core founding members of the Beach Boys.
What's his name?
Al Jardine.
Al Jardine.
Guitarist, singer-songwriter.
67.
64.
He is 71 years old.
Dang.
Next up, radio and TV hosts.
Howard Stern.
Nope. He likes to talk about money quite a bit.
Dave Ramsey.
Yes.
Good old Dave Ramsey.
Good old DR, man. The doctor of finance.
I'd like to call that dude today and be like, hey, emergency fund guy. Hey, don't own credit cards guy. Now what, jerk?
Okay. Dave Ramsey, Financial Peace Plaza, Nashville, Tennessee.
53.
55.
He is 54 years old today.
Dang it.
And the final birthday today.
Looks like our numbers were a little off.
Charlie Sheen.
Yes.
Nice.
Nicely done, man.
You make my heart sing.
Been in such films as Men at Work.
That's a good movie.
That was such a good movie.
Yeah.
Yes, Doug.
Doug
knows about
it.
The fact that you even seen it makes me happy, Dougie.
Platoon, Hot Shots. And Hot Shots Part 2. Yep.
Young Guns. Think I love you. Being John Malkovich. Spin City. Drugs.
Whoa. Drugs. Goddesses. Tiger Blood.
Winning.
Winning.
Winning. Hashtag winning.
Oh, man. Charlie Sheen.
He's got me. Good call, Doug.
Wow, Doug.
He owns a Babe Ruth jersey.
He does?
An actual game-worn Babe Ruth jersey.
Gosh.
He used to own a Ted Williams jersey, and he said he owned too much baseball memorabilia when he opened a coffee. Like, he just opened a drawer one day in his house, and there was a Ted Williams Boston Red Sox jersey.
Oh, my gosh.
And he goes, I should probably start getting rid of some of this stuff.
Oh, my gosh. One of the greatest hitters of all time.
Yeah, dude.
Charlie Sheen is what, 50?
Yeah, I think he's 52.
He is 49 years old today.
Man!
On to dates.
Dang it.
On the same what year, the Dow Jones Industrial Average reached an all-time high at the time, which was later then followed by a historic crash shortly after this.
Okay, here's the deal. If I remember correctly, and I could not, there were two big crashes. There was a crash and a scare, and then we hit the 20s, and then there was a crash and the depression. I think. I could be wrong.
There was another crash in the 80s.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you said at the time.
Yeah, at the time. Or so
so it could be any of these.
Yeah, so at the time it hit an all-time high for the Dow Jones. And then...
Oh, Dow Jones.
Yeah,
Dow Jones. Okay. So I don't think the Dow was around until later. Okay. 1981. This could be really wrong.
54!
1929.
Dadgummit. The Dow Jones was around back, or was it just the stock exchange?
It was the Dow Jones Industrial Average.
I didn't know it was so old. Who cares? So that's the one that started the Great Depression. That's the one.
On this day in what year, World War II began when France, the United Kingdom, New Zealand, and Australia declared war on Germany after the invasion of Poland.
Was it 40? It was before that.
1938.
What'd you say?
I said 40.
1939. Ah! On this day in what year, Diarius, Anne Frank, and her family were placed on the last transport train from Westerbork to Auschwitz.
I thought you said diarrhea.
No.
I thought you said diarrheist.
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 Anne Frank.
Diary. Anne
Frank. Diarrheist? How do you say that?
You don't say diarist. You say author.
Problems. Author.
Because it became a book eventually. She went on a train?
Yep, the last transport train from Westerbork to Auschwitz.
Ugh.
Yeah.
It's a bad time in history.
Doug said diarrheas.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Diarrheas. I'm an artist of a different kind.
1943.
God.
No, wait.
I'm having all these diarrhea jokes in my head.
It's a terrible time.
This is the grossest.
No, it's got to be like 42 or 41.
Really into like splatter
I'm gonna
art.
I'm going to say 42. I changed it. 42.
Now I've got the diarrhea song in my head. When you're climbing up a ladder and you feel some splatter.
Diarrhea.
Diarrheist. What'd you say? 40 what?
I think I keep changing it.
You said 43.
Yeah, but that's way wrong.
Because
it was
right.
Way over. It was like 41 or 42.
Well, it could. No, yeah. That could be right.
Really? 40. The last train to Auschwitz?
See, I'm not sure about it. I'm going to say 42.
1944.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You're right there.
Oh, you know what? That's true, because soon after, you know, she got taken or whatever, the war was over. Mm. And it was like, dang, you almost made it.
This day in what year, Karen and Stan Sutton sailed back into San Francisco Harbor 8.5 years after leaving on their trip around the world. They made it in a 43-foot ship they built themselves. Along the way, the couple had 2 children.
Whoa, dude.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's a story.
That is a story.
Could you imagine?
You were born on the ocean.
Yeah.
Longitude, 33.29. Latitude, 84.4. You're our little Pacific baby. Would you rather be born on the Pacific Ocean or the Atlantic Ocean?
Well, I like the Pacific Ocean because it's like West Coast.
Yeah.
But being born in the Atlantic would be kind of cool. Because you're like...
I would rather be born in the Indian Ocean, because
really?
Nobody remembers that one.
Yeah.
Or the Arctic Ocean.
Those are good oceans.
Is there another ocean? How many oceans are there?
7.
There's the Nina, the Pinta.
The Santa Maria.
Wait,
Santa
are there Maria. 7 oceans or 7 continents?
Those are the Great Lakes. Oh, the 7 seas.
No, we gotta look. Guys, we gotta go back to elementary school. How many? Hang on.
Today?
Let me Google this as a 31-year-old man. How many oceans are there?
Wait, we got this.
4
Arctic, Pacific,
named oceans.
Okay.
Atlantic, Pacific, Indian, and Arctic.
Okay. Arctic.
Some people, including the U.S., now recognize the Southern Antarctic as the fifth ocean.
Okay. The 7 seas? What are the 7 seas then?
Know.
That's pirate lore.
Yeah.
But like...
Yeah, you know, all those liars and thieves?
Yeah.
Those are the guys to trust.
Guys, I went to Valley High School.
I went to Bayside High School.
San Dimas High School football rules!
I don't even remember what the question was anymore.
It was those people that sailed the ocean for 8.5 years and had kids and
1991.
Whatnot. 1974.
1989.
Ah! You were so close.
On this day, what year? Prince signed a $100 million...
What?
10-album recording contract with Warner Brothers.
Hang on, listen.
Dang, dude.
Listen. Did it fix? It's still going slow, isn't it?
No. That was
10
the
picture
intro.
Deal.
Oh. Yeah.
Our 10 record deal.
$100 million.
Warner Brothers. Oh, wait. Batman is celebrating the 25th anniversary.
And that came out in 89, right?
It's about to, yeah, 25th, yeah, so 89.
Well, here's the deal. Prince.
No, 1990.
Although being Okay, I thought it was 89. Although being one of the strangest individuals ever. Okay.
Greatest guitar player of all time.
One of the best musicians and one of the smartest dudes. Now, when he changed his name to The Symbol, everybody was like, what the heck, man? Changing your name to a symbol. But what most people don't realize is the reason he did that is because he was signed to a 10-album, $100 million contract with this record label and could not get out of it.
I'm going
to
say 1990.
So when he changed his name to a symbol, he got to go make music on his own terms because the symbol wasn't signed to anyone.
Yep.
It's incredible. Smart dude.
So I'm going to say it came right after Batman because that okay. I don't think that was part of the 10 picture, but maybe because it was Warner Brothers and they're like, dude, look what he just did.
Yeah.
Let's sign him to a 10 last record deal, right?
When did he change his name?
I don't know.
That was in the 90s,
yeah.
I think. Okay. So they probably signed him, I'm going to say 1983.
1992.
Ah!
And on this day, what year eBay was founded?
Oh.
98. Oh, that's a good guess.
99. 1995.
Oh, wow.
And okay. Your number one song for today.
Uh-uh.
You mean my number one song for every day?
Yep.
Oh, Doug.
2004.
I think that's a really
was
good guess.
Justified, wasn't
yeah.
it?
I think that's right.
I mean...
2005.
2006.
Was it not on Justified?
Nope.
It was the second one.
The second one that threw me off. Sorry.
Okay, Justified was the first
record. Justified was his first record.
Okay.
Today is Skyscraper Day, and it is Grilled Cheese Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Wednesday. We got a great show, dude. Comics Corner. We got to talk about a few things like this Mississippi boy with the makeup. You know what I'm saying?
South Carolina boy with the makeup. Mississippi boy with the Bigfoot.
That's right, Mississippi with Bigfoot. My bad.
We only do important stuff in Mississippi.
That's right. Speaking of important things, the final release Civil Wars track, some Bayside.
Oh.
That's all on the way. It is Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
There's nothing going on. Hang on, let me look again. Just construction. I-25 in Paseo, Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard, and this new little bit of happiness. Where... Light up. Okay, I-25 Frontage Road South between Alameda Boulevard and Ellison Street / San Antonio. There's road construction. The roadway is reduced to one lane. That is your look at traffic right now.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch with the new breakfast menu. Just got a freshly made bacon red burrito.
I'll say this.
Woo!
The burrito quality has jumped.
Yes.
It has.
Yeah.
And the pastry thing over there. It's going to blow your mind.
Yeah.
It looks delicious.
I'm pretty stoked on it. New breakfast menu here at Solomon's Porch Coffee Shop on the Calvary Albuquerque campus, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. I'm telling you, I kind of want to go back for that pumpkin cream.
I know. I feel the same way. But bread makes you fat.
Yeah, but still.
Bread makes you fat.
But good fat.
Good. Nope.
There's good fat, right?
Yeah, that's like an avocado.
Oh. Yeah.
Doug,
not it.
Avocado?
You like
Doug
avocados?
Doug likes avocados.
What about artichokes? You don't like artichokes?
Not an artichoke.
What about artichoke hearts? You like the artichoke heart, even?
I like the artichoke heart.
Who are you guys? Sorry, not you. I didn't mean to lump you in there with them. I didn't mean to do that. I don't know any money. I'm sorry. Speaking of artichokes.
He ate that?
Yeah, dude.
Are you kidding me?
No, dude.
Hey, everyone. Guess what? Newsflash. There are some dumb people in this world. Let's find out about another one.
Here's the question of the day. Are restaurants legally obligated to educate their customers about dangerous vegetables? That is,
That's right. dangerous vegetables?
That's the question a customer in Florida. Florida. Why is it always Florida?
It's got to be.
He argues that Houston's, which is in Miami, confusing at all. Restaurant's called Houston's. It's in Miami. Should have taught him about the right way to eat an artichoke. Doug, you're not an artichoke guy, so do you know how to, do you know the proper way to, because they're like leaves, basically. You got to pull them off and you kind of like scrape them, like your tongue off your teeth or something. Does that make any sense? Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
I've only ever eaten the artichoke heart.
Okay. They're like hard and pointy. You pull off the leaf. Oh, yeah. Scrape. But you don't eat the
outside. This man is an idiot. I'm sorry.
Well, this guy didn't know that. He said he was offered a house special, grilled artichokes.
Ooh.
Wasn't on the menu. Arturo Carvajal.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's his name. He said he had neither seen nor heard of the dish previously. He'd never had artichokes before. And his waiter never told him the outside portion of the leaf is indigestible.
Amen. Amen.
He is now suing the restaurant. And according to his lawsuit, he began experiencing severe abdominal pain.
Abdominal snowman. I'm the abdominal snowman.
I do his stomach.
I can do more ab exercises than any snowman in this world.
The abdominal snowman.
I am the abdominal snowman. Check out this 8-pack.
Live in his stomach for 3 years after eating this artichoke.
CrossFit.
The little dude with the sled was in there hanging out. Yukon Cornelius? I'm Yukon Cornelius! They were all in his intestinal tract.
That little kid that wanted to be the dentist, he was in there trying to fix it the whole time. He's like, ging, 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 ging,
ging. What was that dude's name? What the was that elf guy?
What was his
little
name? Timmy? Kid?
The Timmy
was it
the tooth
Timmy?
Elf?
Hang on.
The tooth elf?
Gosh, now I gotta
Come
Google
on, guys.
Something
he wanted
else.
To be a dentist.
Hang on.
He wanted to be doctor or something.
I am not just a misfit.
Yes. Yukon Cornelius was really the only one I know.
I want to be a dentist.
I have a Yukon Cornelius action figure. I'm just going to be honest.
Sounds like my friend Jeffrey.
I really do. I love Yukon Cornelius.
I'm not a misfit. All right, where is he at? Hang on. Here we go. I have Googled the dumbest stuff today.
We were talking about artichokes, and now we're
This
on...
is important stuff. We're making good correlations here. People can understand
right there,
it.
Right there, there's a movie poster. Scroll up.
Yeah, but that doesn't have his name on it.
Right there underneath him, underneath
yeah,
his
what does
face.
That say?
It doesn't say?
You can't read it. It's so tiny. Hang on.
505-338-3700. We'd love to finish your question of the day story, but first we have to know. Hermie
dreams of becoming a dentist rather than making toys. Amen.
Hey, speaking of Hermes, coming up, we're going to talk about...
I know my dream's always been to be a dentist.
We're going to talk about dreams.
Hermes? What are you talking about? What's he talking about, Doug? What'd I do? What did I say? What'd I say? Doug, bring Doug up on the mic. Bring Doug up on the mic. Doug, don't worry about your headphones. Turn it on.
He's got to hear you.
Doug, what did I say?
You didn't say
I don't think you said anything.
What is he laughing at?
I have no clue.
Hang on, Steve-O, turn your mic off. Turn your mic off.
I was teasing the
story. Turn your mic off. We're going to have a private conversation.
All right.
No, shh.
It's off. That's
Doug.
Yeah.
What did he say?
I have no clue. He's just over there laughing and giggling.
Why do I feel left out?
I don't know. I'm just laughing along with him, so I feel like I'm part of the joke.
Look, is it because me? I'm Hermie, the dentist kid.
Are you?
Stop it. Turn your mic off.
The microphone.
You be Hermie.
Okay.
I'll be Rudolph.
Okay.
And he's the abdominal snowman.
All right.
So, the abdominal snowman...
When did your mic come back on?
Sorry. Yeah. He lived in this dude's stomach. Okay. An exploratory procedure revealed artichoke leaves lodged in his small bowel.
That sounds good.
All right.
That sounds like fun.
This dude at a restaurant ate an artichoke, had never eaten an artichoke before.
Okay.
Ate the whole thing, leaves and all, and is now suing the restaurant because he says the manager and the restaurant were negligent in training him about the proper method of consuming an artichoke.
Amen.
Someone should have told him the leaves weren't edible.
Let me read a quote from his lawyer.
Okay.
It takes a sophisticated diner to be familiar with the artichoke, says the man's lawyer. Hmm. People might think that as a doctor, he'd know how to eat one. But he was thinking it was like a food he might have eaten in his native Cuba, where you eat everything on the plate.
Ah. Oh.
He might. There's he a might. Lot of mights.
There's a lot of maybes. Carvajal alleges that the restaurant and the managers should have trained their table servers to tell patrons about the proper method of consuming an artichoke. He's seeking non-specified damages for bodily injury, pain and suffering, disability, disfigurement, aggravation of pre-existing conditions, as well as medical expenses, among other things unnamed here.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Are restaurants legally obligated to educate their customers how to eat their food?
For this man.
Gosh.
Bottle.
Maybe this is the reason why at the bottom of this coffee cup I'm holding it says cautions, contents hot.
Yeah. Yes. That was thanks to the woman in at
Albuquerque,
McDonald's.
Right?
Here in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Who sued? So 505-338-3700, the phone number. That's 505-338-3700. Question of the day. This guy is suing a restaurant because he ate an artichoke, like leaves and all, and now he's sick. Because the leaves are indigestible,
mm-hmm.
and the abominable snowman and his abominable track, going to war.
Abominable.
It's crazy.
Girl, I'm not abominable. I'm abominable. Check out this six-pack.
That's how you get. That's how you make friends.
We posted it. Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Coming up. We got to get back to this teenager who's suing as well. It's a Sue Happy Day.
Sue Happy.
Lots of Sue Happy stories. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo.
Static Radio.
Let's see what's up.
What?
Hopefully there's no accidents or anything. Let us see. Oh, no.
No!
Few things to report. There's an accident off to the side, I-40 east at Coors Road. Also, an accident at Unser Boulevard south at I-40. It looks like Paseo's starting to get pretty stacked. Eastbound Paseo, it's typical morning, so good luck. And that's due to the construction at I-25 and Paseo. Also, we have construction I-25 frontage road south between Alameda Boulevard and Ellison Street, and construction at Rio Bravo Boulevard and Isleta Boulevard southwest.
That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. You can give them a call and get your coffee.
Give them a call.
Pre-made, bruh. We do it every morning. It works like a charm.
Yeah.
Iced Americano today.
I got
it. Is it starting to get too cold for that?
Yeah. No, it's not too cold. But I drink hot coffee year round.
Yeah.
That's me.
I saw that pumpkin stuff this morning. It was like, oh,
pumpkin
it's back.
Stuff.
It's time. Speaking of food, if you missed it,
pumpkin
our question
stuff.
Of the day.
Yes.
Man. A dude is suing a restaurant because they didn't offer him artichoke training. No, really. A man offered a house special of grilled artichokes, which wasn't on the menu. Dude was from Cuba. Said he'd neither seen nor heard of the dish previously. And his waiter never told him the outside portion of the leaf is indigestible. According to his lawsuit, this dude began experiencing severe abdominal pain. Abdominal. Why is that
abdominal
so hard
pain.
For me to say?
Abdominal.
Abdominal. Abdominal. Snowman.
Abdominal.
Abdominal. Gosh. Carvajal began experiencing severe abdominal pain and discomfort. An exploratory procedure revealed artichoke leaves lodged in his small bowel. He alleges the restaurant and its managers were negligent in failing to train table servers to tell patrons, hey, Don't eat the leaves.
Don't eat the leaves. It's an artichoke.
Or
it'll
more,
choke you.
You know, to the point. Quote, the proper method of consuming an artichoke. He's seeking non-specified damages for bodily injury, pain, suffering, disability, disfigurement, aggravation of pre-existing conditions, mm-hmm. medical expenses, as well as other things. Sue in a restaurant. So here's a question.
Sue in a restaurant.
Is this restaurant legally obligated to educate their customers about dangerous vegetables? You had a great point off air. You mentioned, what about a pineapple? Like, what if somebody ordered pineapple?
They wouldn't eat the whole pineapple.
You would think, right?
Well, Tanya says, if he didn't know how to eat it, he should have asked. The servers can't read minds. They couldn't have known that he had never had it before. Artichoke is something that requires instruction the first time you eat it, but you have to ask. And Thebes has a brilliant point. His parents taught him to eat everything on his plate, because the article says he's from Cuba, you know. And typically right. you eat everything on your plate. Yeah. He says, sue them also. Farmers grew the artichoke without genetically modifying it, so all of it would be edible. Sue them, too. It's a good point. It's just passing
just
the blame.
Sue everybody.
Just sue everybody.
It's a sue happy day. During breaking news, we heard about a teenager in South Carolina who's trying to sue the DMV. Because he wears makeup on a regular basis. That's mm-hmm. his normal appearance. Well, you know, that's his parents.
He's gender nonconforming.
Right? And they wouldn't let him. They made him take off his makeup for his driver's license picture.
Because they said it could be misconstrued as a disguise.
Yeah.
It's a lot of makeup.
You know, Bible talks about us not suing, you know, like your brother. And who can we sue, though?
We can sue
comic book makers for making things so awesome that it consumes our time.
Yes, and
they
money.
Didn't warn us that we were going to become so time constrained by reading them.
Yeah. This is like, okay, this whole food thing, this is like trying to sue, like if you bought a car mm-hmm. and like your alternator went out and you don't know a lot about engines. I don't know a lot about engines.
I know.
So this would be like you suing the car dealership that sold you the car because they didn't train you on how to fix everything to do with your car.
It's weird, right?
Which is, that seems completely off the table.
I don't know how far this lawsuit's going to get, but a man is suing a restaurant because they didn't offer artichoke training. You made a great point about pineapple. You know the places you get like the, you know,
yeah.
fried pineapple
you
or whatever.
Don't eat
and all
the rind yeah. of it.
Or what if somebody ordered crab legs and they didn't know the proper way to like
don't order
take
it.
Off the shell or something.
You don't
like,
order
oh, you don't
it.
Eat the whole thing? I thought you ate the whole crab
was
leg.
Was he eating like, there alone? That's what I'm wondering. Like, was no one there with him? Did he just go out on an adventure by himself and said, I'll try this artichoke today
right.
by myself? This thing I've never eaten. Which is fine. People do that all the time. But I'm surprised because you would think somebody would have been like, hey, you're not supposed to eat that part of it. That's don't
right.
do that. Don't.
Paul in Houston chimes in and says, part of the fun of tourists is watching them eat the husk of a tamale.
Gross.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder if they... Yeah, gosh. Static!
Hey, guys. It's SB.
What up, SB?
Are you awake?
Apparently not. I started trying to talk to Doug, tell him what I was calling for, and I couldn't talk.
Come on, SB. Wake up.
Do
you need training on how to wake up?
And somehow he let you
yes,
come through.
You
there.
Should sue Doug.
Training.
You should sue Doug.
Sue Doug.
But... Okay, so I was taught by my mom how to eat artichoke.
Okay.
And I honestly, I'm the kind of person who if something, some part of my meal is either inedible, like I can't actually chew it, or, you know, it kind of goes down funky, I'm not going to keep eating it.
Yeah.
You know, I put it to the side. I'm wondering how he was able to get those down.
Right. Yeah.
Because it hurts to swallow. Why would you just keep eating something that hurts?
And they're pretty prickly. Like, the end of the leaf has, like...
That's what I thought.
A sharp little...
It says yeah. they were grilled, right?
Yeah, grilled artichoke is what he had.
Still,
yeah.
Even if it was grilled, because I've had grilled artichoke, it still was fibrous and
okay.
painful. I don't know.
Yeah.
Retarded. Like a lot of people who sue.
Thanks for the call,
thanks, SB. Have a
thanks,
good day.
Well,
she's asleep.
That's why we have a delay.
I'm suing her. I'm suing her because
suing
nobody
her.
Trained her on how to call us and not use profane language.
Gosh.
I walk that line every day.
Thank you, dumb button.
Dumb button.
Dump.
And dumb.
Oh, man suing a restaurant because they didn't offer artichoke training.
He's a medical doctor. I'm not trying to talk bad about him, but...
He's a medical doctor!
I'm never going to go to this man's doctor's office.
He's suing because he ate the artichoke leaves!
Joker can't even eat artichoke. I'm not going to go to him for any medical reason at all.
It just...
You know what? I would make an appointment with this guy, and it would be mean-spirited. I would go in... I would make an appointment and then go into the office. He'd be like, how can I help you? And I'd say, wait. Are you the guy that didn't know how to eat artichoke? Man. And he would say yes. And I'd be like, cancel my appointment. Never mind. I just wanted to make sure that this was you.
I'm just trying to think of all the foods that you're not, you know, you don't eat the whole thing on that. Like a banana.
Yeah.
I mean.
An orange.
Right.
An orange. Well, he grew up in Cuba.
Yeah.
So he's very familiar with tropical plants, or like, you know, fruits and vegetables. He's gotta be. And typically with any fruit or vegetable, well, some vegetables, you don't eat the rind.
Yeah, like the,
it's
like
the way
edamame. What if you was at like a,
yeah, you don't eat
you
those
don't
things
eat the, like,
you don't
you
eat the bean
the
shell
bean things in and you don't eat the shell.
You don't eat the shell
unless you're Luke.
Right. No, and there are some things where you kind of eat it, but this doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
Because this is like a hard outer protective layer.
Right.
This is like eating a pineapple.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Question of the day. Are restaurants legally obligated to educate their customers on how to eat certain foods? Pineapples, bananas, oranges. I don't know. This doctor in Miami suing a restaurant because they should have taught him how to eat an artichoke properly because he ate the whole thing, leaf and all. Well, it turns out the leaves are indigestible, and he's suing because, quote, he experienced severe abdominal pain and discomfort, end quote.
Mm.
I did it, buddy. I said abdominal.
You did good.
I did.
Okay. Marla says dumb.
Yeah.
Cody put up a picture of this thing.
There you go. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Quick break.
That's
right
an
back.
Artichoke Jedi.
We got some under oath. Oh, my gosh. Some under oath, some loyals, and of course, Comics Corner, right around the corner.
Neat.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Castle traffic.
Oh yeah, that's how you do it, girl.
Traffic is the coolest. Except when there's a bunch of accidents going on, like right now.
What?
Yeah. Hang on, it's still loading. Let's see, we have... Would you please just work, computer?
I don't want to, cause it is Wednesday, so I'm taking a break.
There's an accident reported, 2nd Street South.
Computer and I'm singing to
Tao. Do you want me to report this or not?
I'm not doing that. That was the computer, man. Why you gotta
sounds
interrupt
like
computer
you. Sounds
computer
like you.
Computer love.
Okay. Accident reported 2nd Street South at Alameda Boulevard. Then eastbound Paseo is a mess. Then we have another accident off to the side, I-40 east at Coors Road. And an accident at I-40 and Unser. And there's construction down Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard. I-25 and Paseo. And there's I-25 frontage road south between Alameda Boulevard and Ellison Street, which is San Antonio Drive also. There is construction there. It's a mess. Be careful. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch. That'd be a coffee shop here on the Calvert campus. Rocking a new breakfast menu. Changing lives.
Changing
so
lives.
So good.
Giving out knives. To
what?
Eat food.
Yeah. Right here at Calvert campus. 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Come grab some grub.
Do it.
Stop by the studio, say what's up. We'll be like, oh, we're on the air, sorry. But you can still stop by. Oh, man, phone number is 505-338-3669. It is Wednesday. It's the 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
It's like our favorite time.
Yeah.
You ready to do this or what?
Sure.
Oh, nerds.
To the idiot mobile.
Hey, it's Comics Corner, and I really want to read them because they're really, really cool and they're really, really
Comics Corner!
Just do it, nerd!
Let's do
silent
it.
Silent protest.
What?
I want to make a new song.
Why?
Why not?
It's the Comics Corner theme song!
Ah,
Did Laverne and Shirley ever change their theme song?
Probably.
Did the Brady Bunch ever change their theme song?
They probably re-recorded it.
Nah.
Man. We have a lot of comic books this week, everyone.
We do. It is Comics Corner, sponsored in part by Astro Zombies, 3100 Central Avenue Southeast, right here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. AstroZombies.com or 232-7800. That's 232-7800. Big thanks to Astro Zombies for sponsoring this week in and week out and providing us with resources like comics to review.
Comic books.
Man, we got a lot to get to.
Comic books.
Do you want to go DC or Marvel?
Oh, man, we have a lot of Marvel. We could do Marvel first.
Okay.
We have a lot of Marvel.
Man, you got to read so many more Marvel than I. I read two Marvel this week.
You didn't read Avengers World?
Did you?
Yeah, both of them.
Man.
Both of them.
There was just so little time.
Well,
a lot of comics this week.
Part of the reason there was so little time... Here, I'm trying to set that. It's not going to work. Part of the reason that there's so little time is because two of the books are older books. Well, at least that I read. Because a few weeks ago, Avengers World number 11 didn't come into the shop.
And we were sad.
We were sad. Thankfully, Max saved it for us.
He did.
He is the man.
He's a good dude.
So coupled with that came Avengers World number 12 this week. And we have the adventures of these guys. And Avengers World kind of takes the more B-list, C-list sometimes characters, and I'd even say D-list in this issue, that are members of the Avengers or members of the Euroforce team, which is kind of like Europe's Avengers, I guess.
Which is cool, though, because then you get to see those guys.
You do get to see them. And that's,
those dudes
that
never
is
get
neat.
Comics.
They never get comics. The funny thing is there's a... What is this guy's name?
Black Knight.
The Black Knight. And he's a British superhero?
Yeah.
But he's not British anymore. It's some other guy.
Really?
This is a good one. The cool thing about it, you have Hawkeye in this and Spider-Woman.
Okay.
And this guy. And I can't remember his name.
Eden. No, is that Eden?
No, that's not Eden. Eden's the teleporter. Eden's the teleporter. That's not Eden.
I don't
Eden.
Remember his name.
A different guy.
There's so many Avengers now.
It's Night Mask.
Night Mask!
Those dudes are mainline. Oh, yeah, and your boy Sebastian Druid's in this issue.
Oh, cool, Druid.
Druid. These guys are in here, and they're more the mainline Avengers.
Dang it. I gotta read that.
You have these.
Is that
D-list.
Spencer or Hickman? Who's writing that right now?
Spencer.
Okay.
That's why it's so character-driven.
Yeah? He's also writing Superior Foes of Spider-Man, which came out this week. Didn't get it yet.
We'll get it
later. We'll get it today.
Two issues
left.
Avengers World is cool. We're going to jump away from it really quick. There's a neat story involving Morgan Le Fay and the AIM guys that are crazy, the Sorcerer Supreme. So we'll jump away from that because it's just a neat little story that's going on. You need to check it out.
I do. Gosh.
Yes, you should read it.
Okay.
Especially number 11, because it was a conclusion to when the Avengers kids came back from the past.
Oh, that's right!
Or from the future.
Yeah! Okay.
So we missed that, and it's a good story. Now, there's big events happening this week in Marvel Land.
One ending, one beginning.
Yes, the one ending is Original Sin number 8. I really liked the last issue. You didn't care for it that much.
It was good. I mean, it was okay.
You read it when you were very tired.
I am.
Yes.
I have really high expectations for this. It's been one of the best crossovers. We've talked about it.
I loved it.
Month in, month out, Original Sin being incredible. And when it ended, it was like, okay, it kind of felt like they put a little bow on it. And it was very neat, in my opinion, the way it wrapped up.
I think there's going to be a lot of fallout from
it. I think so, too.
And especially involving Bucky and Thor and...
Cap!
Who turns... The one guy who turns out to be the dude that killed the Watcher, who I'm not going to reveal because that's the big thing. With the orb. There's a lot of fallout. I don't think they wrapped it up so neatly because then you have this girl, Midas's daughter or whatever, and she's starting a new Midas Empire. There's a lot. Captain America's got some weird stuff going on, which follows up with Avengers 30 that came out last week, which was great.
Yeah, you were gone. I was sad.
I didn't get to read that until last night.
Avengers 34 last week. Had to review it with Mishers. It was cool.
I'm sorry.
She read comics. She actually read comics.
She can read.
For Comics Corner. But yeah, Avengers 34, there was some crazy fallout there.
Yes.
It seems like Marvel sat in a room and they're like, all right, guys, look. We got a lot of things lined up. How does this affect this book? How does this affect that one? We got to make sure we get all our ducks in a row here. So
the really funny thing about Original Sin is that website Bleeding Cool, they're the people that put Max's video show up a lot. Dude that wrote an article months and months ago before Original Sin started totally called the ending.
Really?
And he put it up today, and he was going to say, sometimes I like it when I do this, and sometimes I hate it when I do this, but I totally called the ending of Original Sin. And he reposted his article, and it is exactly what happened.
Wow.
And the way he did it is he used how often DC and Marvel mimic each other with plot lines.
Yeah.
And this is apparently what happened with Hal Jordan when he became the Spectre. And dude totally called it. Totally called it.
He did.
Yeah, like,
that's totally spot on.
Yep. And
that's totally spot
and
on.
And this one he said...
See, that's why it felt neat!
And this one he said, I'm not going to tell you how Death of Wolverine ends, but I will say this, Star Wars. And that's all he wrote.
Wow. Okay.
And so he could be onto something. Speaking of that, Death of Wolverine number one.
Yeah.
So Original Sin ended, and now we have Death of Wolverine. I'll say this, the art in this book is awesome.
Yeah, it's incredible. McNiven's doing the art, which is why it took a long time, which is actually why there's some things that happen in this issue for continuity of Wolverine. It was like, well, that doesn't line up with what has been going on with the Cornell book necessarily, because this has taken months of prep work.
Oh.
And so the most recent arc, those that follow Wolverine... we'll be like, wait, but what about this and that and that? I don't super follow anymore because Wolverine's in every book. But I was reading an article about why it is that this isn't going to line up spot on. But why it's okay that it doesn't, because they're telling the ending of one of the most iconic characters in Marvel. News flash, big ol' alert. They're killing Wolverine
in
the Marvel Universe.
Gonna kill him.
Death of Wolverine... issue one came out today, and what's weird is when you know at the very beginning that this is what is happening.
Yeah.
So, we know from the onset, hey, they're killing Wolverine. And so it's like, oh, well, that sucks. How are they going to get there? What was interesting about this is Wolverine lost his healing factor, his healing ability, so he's been kind of hiding out because he's done a lot of bad things in his past. And though he's a superhero now... At one time, he was like a black ops guy. He did a lot of really terrible things.
Oh, Wolverine.
And there are a lot of people from his deep, dark past who would love to see him no longer breathing.
Right.
And it was just an interesting commentary on the sins of the past and what you've done. And though there may be redemption as a superhero now, sometimes your wrongs of the past still catch up with you. So...
I'll say this, too. The book itself is kind of short. It's wrapped in a really nice package, but it's got a huge behind-the-scenes section.
It was a $5 comic, which was a lot of money, so we're thinking, it's going to be a big old double issue, but no, about halfway through the book, it ends.
It's like, behind-the-scenes, this is how they made the art.
Yeah, and I was kind of bummed out with that. It felt like we got tricked, you know, because it's like, that was a $5 comic book that was like a $2.50, $3 comic, really.
Yeah.
Because, again, about halfway through, it's like, here's some special art. Here's some behind the scenes. Look at the script.
Exclusive bonus material.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Here's an interview with the author. And all of it was like, okay, I just wanted to read a comic book.
Yeah.
So if you're an uber Wolverine fan, then maybe. But I feel like I am a big X-Men fan. And I felt gypped that half of it was just behind the scenes and scripting and basically reading what you just read, just in script form.
Yeah, it's kind of a disappointment.
Yeah. Art is fantastic, though.
Yes.
It's a one-month self-contained miniseries, so it's going to be every week. Every week for the next month, we will be covering the Death of Wolverine. And at the end of the month, they're killing their most iconic... Well, one of them.
Probably the most iconic X-Man.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
At least according to the movies.
Yeah.
Also, last week, Guardians of the Galaxy number 18 came out. It was a tie-in to Original Sin. We figure out how Nova, Richard Rider, and Star-Lord, and Thanos, and Drax all got out of the Cancerverse.
I need to read that because that was at the end of the Anning, the Dan.
Right.
Josh.
You do. And it's funny because they're wearing the same costumes that they were.
Really?
When that happened, yeah. Okay. Star-Lord's back in his costume. Drax is back in his old costume.
I need to read that.
And it's a pretty neato story. That and it's a two-parter. Of, yeah. This is just part one.
Really?
Yes.
That was the end of Thanos Imperative. I'm glad they're tying back to that because that was Thanos Imperative, which was at the very end of Dan and Andy. Yeah, Dan Abnett and Andy Lanning, who wrote this incredible, epic Guardians of the Galaxy story. Sadly, their friendship kind of waned and it ended. And now we have a wholly different Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
But that tells a story because Star-Lord ends up, you know, sacrificing himself, basically. And and so does Star-Lord. I mean, so does Nova in order to basically keep Thanos dead. But then everybody came back and it was like, well,
Because the Guardians series started at number one and everybody was back
in play. Totally normal.
Including Thanos.
And Peter Quill had blonde hair instead of brown hair. And
what's
it was
up
like,
with that?
Hey, what's going on? Is this all new? So it's good that they're going backwards. I'm interested to read that now.
Also, some of my favorite books came out this week. We have Miracle Man number 10, which is awesome, but it's, again, not for kids.
Yeah.
Spider-Man 2099 number 3, which is great. It's just the next issue, no big things happen, but we see more of the adventures of Miguel O'Hara, trapped in 2014. He's from 2099. It's great. And then Moon Knight, number 7, and this is the first issue. They're calling it Season 2, and it's Brian Wood and Greg Smallwood and Jordy Belair.
Okay.
Belair. They're the new creative team. This Brian Wood guy has written incredible.
DMZ,
he wrote some X-Men stuff, and he's a great writer. And the art, it's very similar to the Warren Ellis and Deacon LeVay or whatever the last guy was.
Okay.
So the art is very similar. And the story, Brian Wood and Warren Ellis, I think Brian Wood's picking up where Warren Ellis left off. I'm hoping this will be more of an arc rather than little one-shot stories like Warren Ellis did. But that's what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
So,
I'm
Moon Knight,
really
number
looking
seven.
Forward to reading that.
It's good.
Brian Wood, one of my faves, he did a DMZ series that was, it was very, very, very interesting. Moving on.
Moving on from Marvel
All
to
right.
DC.
Well, DC, they know how to get your money.
They do. Everybody knows how to get our money.
They've been doing this series called Futures In for some months now. And they decided, hey, for the month of September, every DC title... In fact, Justice League 34, the next issue, will be.
Yes.
But every DC title is going to jump on board with Futures End, which is set 5 years in the future. A lot of stuff's been happening. You know, Green Arrow's dead in the future, all these things.
Dead in the future.
How did they get there? Well, each individual issue now is going along with it. So we find out in Green Arrow number one, Futures End, which, by the way, if you get the, like, special edition one, which, of course, I got, it comes with these crazy 3D...
3D covers.
What are they called? Lenticular?
Yeah, like holographic lenticulars.
Lenticular which covers. Reminded me of collecting comics as a kid.
Yes, because these...
So
and cards,
these.
Trading cards.
Yep.
Lenticular cards.
Man, I was so stoked on these comics when I saw them. You brought them by, and it was like, oh, my gosh! Well, Green Arrow number one ties directly to Futures End because, again, in the very first issue of Futures End, Green Arrow gets killed.
Yes.
On television.
On television.
So the world saw Oliver Queen and / Green Arrow die by Deathstroke. How did it happen? You find out in this issue how it happened.
Ooh.
And it's incredible.
Yeah, it's
it
different.
It got me really excited, and I was mad, and I raised my fist in the air, and I yelled, "Gone!" Star Trek II, Wrath of Khan.
Gross.
Because it made me want to read Futures End now. Because it's like, to be continued in Futures End. It's like, of course you did! Of course you did!
That's how they set
these
things up.
That's how they get you. The other two are completely different. The other two that I got this week, there was a few. Detective Comics this week. I believe Action Comics this week, number one. There were a lot of Futures End comics. Aquaman, I think, was this week. I can only afford a couple because of the lenticular covers.
$5.
And they're like, yeah, they're expensive. So, Grayson number one, which is the new Dick Grayson series, Nightwing.
All of these 3D covers are number ones.
They're pretty
awesome.
Because
they're just little one-shots.
They're just one-shots. Or are they? As I said, Green Arrow continues in Futures End 22. Grayson starts at the end and kind of, as you said off air, kind of goes backwards a la Quentin Tarantino. You see the very ending, which the very first panel begins with Dick Grayson being hanged. for treason.
He's always getting killed.
Because he's working for the Russians.
What?
And then it's like, what? Exactly. Why is he working for the Russians? I don't know. And then it's like, earlier. And then you go a page or two, and then it's like, earlier. And it just keeps going backwards. The way this comic was written was incredible because it captured a lot of different emotion and a lot of different things. You still don't know exactly why he was working for the Russians at this point.
Emotion.
Which, of course, will have to be continued until next time because that's how they do it when they're trying to make money.
Monies.
And then there's Swamp Thing, which is a one-shot, which is self-contained, and it is what I've been wanting for a very long time. It was incredible.
This guy loves him some Swamp Thing.
I do. I'm a huge fan of Swamp Thing.
And that's fine.
Huge fan of Swamp Thing. And so if you're a fan of Swamp Thing, let me just say this one-shot, Future's End, is absolutely worth picking up because it's got all of the classic villains and heroes that you love. It's all about the different realms, and there are some extra realms because it's 5 years in the future. So, of course, instead of just being the rot, the red, the green, and the gray, now there's 6 realms, and it goes through each realm.
Swamp it's Thing a big realms! Swamp Thing realms!
It's pretty huge, y'all.
It's so kind of like cool. On Captain Planet. There were 5 rings.
Yeah.
And then he was the 6th realm.
Dude.
Captain Planet, he's a Swamp Thing.
He's pretty awesome.
I think Swamp Thing's probably cooler than Captain Planet.
Probably. He's the avatar of the green, man.
When we're speaking about fictional characters that are based on the good of the environment, I think Swamp Thing definitely is the cooler one.
He's pretty sweet.
My favorite color is clear, and I love glasses. And math.
Are you mocking us?
I'm mocking us and all nerds.
Okay.
Nerds are cool now. So what's the new nerdy? Like super nerdy? I don't know. Did you talk about Justice League yet?
I haven't.
Talk about it.
Okay.
Because this one, Steve-O says he got a big old spiritual parallel out of it.
Did you read it?
Yeah, I read it.
Did you get what I was...
I don't know if I did or not. Is it the fear stuff?
Yeah, man. It just... Jeff Johns is writing Justice League right now. And first of all, Doug Mankey, who does the art, pretty great art. I like it. It's good.
Cool.
But Jeff Johns has been doing this series with the Justice League and Lex Luthor trying to be a member of the Justice League, and nobody wants him to be on the Justice League because he's Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
Lex Luthor believes he's figured out who Batman is. Spoiler alert, Bruce Wayne.
Whoa!
Yeah, I know.
Don't tell people.
I know. So, he's like on the battlefield calling him Bruce, you know, and Batman's like,
Stop it.
Don't call me that.
Don't do that.
That's not my name.
Stop calling me that.
Yeah, cool, Bruce, man. Hey, why you gotta talk like with that really lame voice?
Why are you talking to me like that?
Yeah, no, I know you're Bruce Wayne. Stop it.
We're not the same.
Yes, we are. We're both gajillionaires.
We're not the same.
We're humans. Or fighting among gods.
You're bald.
You got a lot of money. I got a lot of money.
I've got more hair than you.
We got these crazy suits.
No.
I'm still using the Lex Luthor voice. Why can't you just use your Bruce Wayne voice?
Because I'm Batman.
Oh, you're not Batman. You're Bruce Wayne. So that goes on the entire issue. But in the issue, there's this character named Power Ring.
Power Ring!
And she is,
Can I make a voice for Power Ring?
It'd sure. Be like,
oh, I'm Power Ring!
But it's a... It's a girl.
Yeah,
Jessica
but the
Cruz.
Thing is demonic.
But the thing is like this demonic. That's what it feels
like.
It's the antithesis of the Green Lantern Ring.
Green Lantern Ring operates on will.
Yes.
And kind of courage.
Courage.
Conquering
and,
fear.
Yes, conquering your fear. This thing sucks from you and takes all of your deepest, darkest fears and secrets.
That's where its power
to manipulate
from.
You. And
it's like a Dementor.
Yeah, it basically. And uses power that way. For its own gain. And so this girl got this ring stuck on her. She doesn't know how to get it off. She's freaking out. People are getting taken out left and right. She,
And this ring chose her because of a sin from her past that she covered up.
Yes.
Because she had... She witnessed the murder. Like, when she was a kid, she was with their two friends.
Yep.
And they encountered these two dudes, these mobster guys in the woods. And these two mobster guys killed her friends, and she got away, but she didn't tell the police. She didn't tell anybody because she was scared the mob would come after her.
She saw their faces, but she didn't want to say.
She was protecting herself.
Right.
So this ring knows that. It chose her because it figured that out.
It's like, you watched your friends die.
Yeah, and it's
You're a loser.
Yeah. Do you really want to admit to people that that's what you did?
Yeah.
With me, you'll never have to admit it.
And the cool thing is the character that comes in to save the day is not who you're expecting to come in to save the day.
No, not at all.
At all.
Because it's called that.
Because it's talking of fear. And this character, I don't want to ruin the issue, but this character steps in and talks about overcoming fear and not being afraid of the light.
Yeah.
And stepping into the light, because you have these fears, you have these quote-unquote sins. And it's hard for me because it was like, what did she do wrong in her past? She witnessed something and she was terrified of these evil men who were, you know, who killed her friends, yeah, and all that, you know. But it was like, it has been something that has eaten at her, that has tried to destroy her from the inside out, because she's just bottled it up. And now people know, and she's fearful that everybody's just going to reject her. Mm-hmm. And it's like that with sin. We bottle it up. Mm-hmm. We're fearful of it. Mm-hmm. Because if the truth ever got out that, man, I'm a sinner, I make mistakes, I still fall short of the glory of God. Yeah. If anyone ever knew that, they would reject me. And you're so fearful. And yet that's exactly what Satan wants, is for you to just harbor it, to hold it in, to dwell on your past, dwell on your mistakes, because even after you've confessed the sin, because at this point, this character in this comic has, it's out there. Everybody already knows, but she's still just so fearful because she is just solely focused on her past.
Yep.
And if you are so solely focused on your past, you can never even, why would you even look at the future? God promises a future, promises us a hope, mm-hmm, and yet if we're dwelling so greatly on past sin that we can't look to the future, it ruins everything. And it was incredible to see this character step up and say, hey, you are allowing this fear to overcome you, to overtake you. And if you, in real life, if you have something in your life that you are allowing to control you, a fear like that, you've got to put it to death. You've got to put that fear to death.
Because we all make mistakes.
We do.
And dwelling in your mistakes is really just, you're just thinking that it's fear. That's all it is.
It has power over you.
You're afraid to...
The sin that has no power over you.
You're afraid to own it.
Yeah.
And not own it like celebrate it, but just... You know,
admit it.
You made the mistake.
And move forward.
Admit it. Move forward. It's not going to benefit you any by just living there. And especially, there's a difference between being like feeling. They call it godly sorrow and worldly sorrow in the Bible, I guess. And it's kind of the difference between guilt and shame, is how it was told unto me when I was growing up. Because it's okay to feel guilty over mistakes. Mm-hmm. Because that guilt can motivate you to be like, you know what? I'm not going to do that again. That's what you want to do. With any type of mistake, that's the human struggle.
Yeah.
We make mistakes, and it's learning how to not make those same mistakes over again. That's a great... But when you live in shame, that's just perpetuating... That's when your mistakes become cyclical.
Yep.
And you make the same mistakes. Because then you start thinking, I'm never going to be any different.
Yep.
I keep making these same mistakes.
Yep.
And then you keep making the same mistakes, because then you start thinking you're a loser. And when you're a loser, you'll never be able to do any better. I can't do any better. I keep making the same mistake. I'm never going to change. I'm never going to change. And you don't, because then it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, because it becomes this weird pride where you think poorly of yourself so much to the point that you live up to the poor thinking. And that's all you do, over and over and over and over.
And man, we were talking about faith in the car this morning. On the drive into work, you and I were talking a little bit about that. And when you know, bad things do happen, and when they happen, these testings of our faith, how we handle those situations, and that's it. If you are constantly dwelling on the past, if you're constantly just focused on that, where is your faith? Because in Philippians chapter 3, it talks about this. Faith, through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends upon faith. It's really great. Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 says, not that I've already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I don't consider that I've made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let those of us who are mature think this way. And if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal that also to you. Only let us hold true to what we've attained. So here's the thing. We're not saying we're perfect. We make mistakes. We all fall short. I still screw up. Man, ask my wife. Ask my kids. Ask my best friend over here.
Hey.
I screw up, man. I make mistakes. We all do. But we gotta press on. We confess those sins, we repent, we turn away, and we keep pushing forward. And that's where we find this character, just kind of stuck in the cyclical cycle of, I'll never change, I'll never be better. And there's this one character that comes in. And again, anytime Jeff Johns writes these things, I start to wonder. We know he grew up in a Christian home.
So there's definitely exposure to biblical principles.
And this character comes in and steps in and says, you cannot let this fear overtake you. And it's almost biblical what is coming out of the mouth of this comic book character. So much so that this, hands down, would be my pick of the week because of the hope that is found within this.
Yes. And two things I want to point out real quick. Yeah. You read from Philippians, number one.
Yeah.
That was Paul.
Yes.
Paul wrote most of the New Testament.
Yes.
And so you see what he did. You see how that dude handled his fear and his guilt. And I think it's super cool to point out that he said not that he had obtained it.
Right.
So this dude that wrote letters to churches that would end up becoming canon and becoming our New Testament, we can go back and read those and remind ourselves of what it's like to walk through this Christian walk.
Yeah.
This dude, Paul, who everybody, we look up to and we're like, man, freaking Paul, hero of the faith, also a murderer. And
right.
He had to remind himself constantly that he hadn't, you know. So obviously this dude was dealing with some stuff because Philippians was written from jail.
Yeah.
That cat was in jail when he wrote that. I double checked it.
Yeah.
I looked it up.
Yeah.
It's the general consensus of most biblical scholars that he was in jail when he wrote it.
Yeah.
They don't know which jail time because dude served multiple jail sentences.
Right.
Remember this, people. Take a step back.
Yeah.
Take a step back. Okay? And remember this because oftentimes when it comes to biblical heroes of the faith, short of Jesus, we forget that these guys were a bunch of screw-ups.
Yeah. Yep.
Just like every other person in this world.
Yeah.
You don't get a bird's eye view when you just look at the Bible and you're like, man, what? And this is going to sound like I'm saying something wrong, but I'm not. When we look at the Bible and we know that it's the word of the Lord, oftentimes that limits us because we forget that it was written by humanity, inspired from the Lord. And there's a reason it was written. There's a reason that God didn't just, boom, email it to everybody.
Right.
There's a reason. It was written from human standpoints because the mistakes of the humans that wrote it are in the text.
That's pretty good.
And with Paul, it's really easy to forget that. But dude was a screw-up
I think of Romans, you know, chapter 7, 8, 9, where he's like, dude, things that I want to do, I'm not doing the
exactly.
things I don't want to do. I'm still freaking doing them.
We forget that. We forget because we're like, no, Paul said this, and I have established a doctrine based on this. He sat there and wrote, I am a screw-up.
Wretched man that I am, who will save me?
I bet if we could go back and tell Paul, go back in time and say, hey, did you know that your letters are going to become a New Testament? I bet that joker wouldn't even write them.
Right.
I bet that's real.
Man.
I bet that's real. Think about that, people. So that's encouraging because when you're going through crap, you read that's why you can read the Bible and take something out of it. Because not only it's the word of the Lord, it was written by humans who were screw-ups, just like you, just like me. That's how we relate to it, because then we remember, oh, wait, God still used these people.
You cannot allow your past mistakes, your past sin, to define you.
Yeah.
You cannot. And that's exactly what happened in this issue of Justice League 33. This character is allowing her past to define who she is, so much so that she's paralyzed by fear and cannot do anything. And you know, buildings and humans and people are crumbling around her because of this great fear within her.
Yep.
And, man, pick of the week, Justice League.
That's cool.
Pick of life, Jesus Christ.
Pick of life.
Because through him, we don't have to be afraid.
Pick of life.
Pick of life.
Pick of life, Jesus
Christ.
Pick
of life, Jesus.
For life.
Jesus Christ, issue number
JC
one.
JC for life. What's
Dude.
Up? FCA.
Yes.
FCA.
What?
If you sweat, you're an athlete.
No, I'm kidding.
Extreme. Hey, you know what? This is complete side note.
Yeah.
This is going into like dumb stuff. We just talked about really cool, serious stuff. This is dumb stuff. Reading DC Comics is a problem for me.
Why?
For some reason, and it's Batman. It's freaking Batman that does me in. Because you look at Batman, here is this tortured dude who saw his parents die.
Yeah.
He's like the most awesome hero in the whole DC thing.
Yeah.
You know, because everybody else is a god.
Superman?
Everybody else is a god. He's a normal dude who trained ninja style for years and years, and he's awesome, and he's rich, and all this stuff. But here's the problem with Batman for me. You ready for this?
Huh.
His costume is so stupid. Take a step back. Take a step, and it throws me every time. It started when The Dark Knight Rises came out, and that scene where Batman comes to fight Bane in front of the courthouse. It was the first time it had ever clicked in my head how dumb it would be if there was a real person who had trained for years and years and years as a ninja and had millions of dollars. Yes, millions and millions of dollars, and then they go out in the daytime dressed as a bat.
That's in this issue of Grayson.
Is it really? I've got to read it then, because I will connect.
You will absolutely connect, because it talks about why he wears all black and in the shadows, and how in those moments where you have to step into the light,
it's like,
which is why he made Robin wear bright colors so that he'd never be afraid of the dark.
Nice.
And he'd never have to live in the shadows, but it would all be...
Because that's where Batman falls apart.
Absolutely.
If I was Batman, I would never go out in the daytime, ever. Right. Like, even if there was a major crime happening, I'd be like, hang on, sundown, it's at 9:30, that's when I'm going to kick your butt. That's when. I hope you're ready. I just got to wait until the sun goes all the way down. Maybe if it's a heavy dusk, then I will come out. Because other heroes, like Superman, out in the daytime, that's fine.
Blue and red.
Yeah.
Bright colors.
Yeah. Yeah. Spider-Man, as dorky as his costume looks, in the daytime it's
blue
flashy.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. There he is.
Unless
even
Miles Morales.
Captain America represents America, so
blue
that kind
red.
Of that
What's
kind
up?
Of
All
makes
the big
sense.
Big ones are like blue and red.
Well, okay, Green Lantern.
Green.
Green.
Yeah.
Flash, bright red. Makes
bright
sense.
He's blur.
Who let's see, what other Marvel characters? Iron Man. His armor right now is like that makes sense, because it's black and gold, and for like a super rich dude, that would make sense. He's walking around going black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, in his little helmet all the time.
Oh, man.
Paul, did Paul text us?
No. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Is that what's funny?
Pray to me.
No. Okay. So anyway, there's your Comics Corner for this week. Lots of cool stuff. Guardians of the Galaxy's number one at the box office, which is freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Because it came back and it kicked the Turtles' butt. Turtles is a kid's movie. Guardians is a good movie. Haha. And so it's back number one.
Yeah.
And I think it's well-deserved. Mm-hmm. They the genius of Disney/Marvel putting it out at this point.
Yep.
Because I read a whole thing about how Labor Day movies suck, and they intentionally suck, and Labor Day is like the dump holiday for Hollywood movies. That's why you go back and there's only been like a couple of Labor Day movies that did well.
Wow.
And usually they were horror films.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's just people gearing up for Halloween, you know?
That's crazy.
But Guardians is back at number one.
And beat Captain America for number one of 2014.
And not only that,
that's
like
insane.
More and more people are seeing the movie. Like Mark Hoppus watched it the other day. Mark Hoppus from Blink-182 and started tweeting about how he loved it. You had like Robert De Niro or somebody, some freaking awesome actor who saw it and then wrote this whole thing or had this little spiel that got put up all over the air
about
how he
loved it. Robert Downey Jr. said that it could be the best Marvel film.
Pretty cool.
That was a pretty big deal. Speaking of Marvel, and I just mentioned Captain America too.
Mm-hmm.
Our friends Robin and Darren Barry,
owners
of Iconic Coffee in Santa Fe. Did you see that?
I did.
Robert Redford was in there this week.
Redford was in Iconic Coffee in Santa Fe.
And was like, what?
Yep.
Dude from S.H.I.E.L.D.
Robert Redford, Great Gatsby, man. That dude's old. He is old, but it's Robert Redford.
He was like rocking the.
The highways.
Clint Eastwoods. Yeah.
Woo. Oh, so, wait, the guns?
No, like, not guns. No, Clint, like, up here.
Up here.
It was like his belt was touching.
Why is it the older you get, the higher your pants have? It's like,
I don't know.
Every year you get, you go, you should come up an inch.
Remember, like, 4 minutes ago when we were like, man, hey, you press on.
Paul.
Seriousness.
Bible.
Batman in the daytime.
High-waisted Batman sucks in the light. That's the summation of Comics Corner.
There it is, my pick of the week, Justice League, issue 33.
I enjoyed a bunch
cool
of comics.
Me too, man.
I don't have a pick.
Week.
I don't have a pick.
It was a great week. Swamp Thing was so good.
Swamp Thing.
Green Arrow. All minor DC. I need to read those Marvels over
there. You do need to read them.
Gosh, too
many. Dummy head.
All right, coming back. Not us.
Not us.
I mean us, but like
Well, maybe
us.
You.
So we keep talking about pressing on and not looking behind, but we're looking behind at a best of for Shock Therapy Live.
Yeah, and we've had people asking us when Shock Therapy's coming out, and to that we say,
soonish.
Maybe?
Soonish. October is the word I'm hearing on high. So we're hoping and praying. Obviously, busy schedules. Our boy, Pastor Nate Heitzig. That dude's got 1,000 things on his docket.
He's getting busier and busier.
So,
estimated return date is October right now.
Yeah, but it's like shipping, you know, you never know. It's like estimated ship date.
TBD.
Yeah.
TBD.
There you go. That's it for us.
Bye.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Bye-bye.
Static.